Soviet and vegan sausage rolls. Are you? Have you eaten them?
I'm not, but it's meant to be a monster hit for the baby's chairs.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
But I'm telling you now, and not, and I may be now, I didn't want to say this in front of him, but he will go right to the very top. Right to the very top.
If that is not a great tip, that's his job.
We on?
We're on.
Alive.
It's the closest thing to crazy. I like the song, it's nice, isn't it?
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. We do listen, if someone caught us in by ourselves.
Yeah.
We do have potentially a homosexual dynamic.
I think many people have come to that conclusion. Yeah.
Which is
I was just about to ask you if you enjoyed that chocolate cookie you had earlier, and we were listening to Katie Melio, and I was like, no, this is a bit too much.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Just had a nice coffee and a walk in the park, haven't we?
Yeah.
This is the close. I love you.
I love you. Maybe we should restart.
No, we should really get some girls in here.
Yeah. We need some more girls in here.
Yeah. Oh, one would, but two.
Yeah. Well, but enough of that.
Yeah.
Because it's rant day.
Is it Grattan Rant time?
Grattan Rant time.
Amazing.
Yes, it is. So,
what's this week's rant, Grattan?
It's very specific. It's I don't even really know how to phrase it.
Yeah.
So this week's rant is sympathy for the bad guys.
Sympathy for the bad guys.
So something that I experienced a few months ago, right, was that I had about a nightmare housemate.
Oh, right, yeah.
Who basically seemingly had a bit of a coke problem and was sort of going in people's rooms, being a nightmare, always borrowing money off people, not paying bills and things like that, but also as well as a few other issues.
Just a leech of a human being. Yeah, he was a weird guy.
Yeah. And whenever I told people, not everyone, but I'd tell people and they're going, oh man, it really sounds like a guy needs some help. And I go, no, what about us?
Yeah.
What about
the victim?
What about me here? Because I moved out for a month and obviously still paid the rent, so I lost, you know.
Yeah, you had to move out. I remember that.
Yeah, because I was like, I can't live there like that.
I remember you messaging me. I was like, what are you up to? And you were like, I'm moving my jackets back to my mum's house.
Yeah,
so just in case.
Stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then everybody's like, oh, poor bloke, he must be going through some stuff.
Yeah, we're like, but what about me?
You think there's too many...
I think there's too much
bleeding heart liberals in the world, don't you?
They don't necessarily have to be liberals. You know, they probably are if they are that way.
Yeah.
You know,
if
the shoe fits,
yeah.
Why not? But there is so much of that. When you tell people stories about something that bad happens to you, because my mum was like, well, with people like that, you have to feel sorry for them. I'm like, no, I'm worried about my stuff being
stolen. Don't touch my fucking stuff.
Right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going, oh, I wonder why if he was bullied as a kid. I'm not thinking about that.
Yeah, but
I'm
that's
sure
all irrelevant
it happened.
In the moment. Like, I do feel sorry for the fact that he lives like that, and but that's irrelevant in the time when he's...
I wouldn't envy his lifestyle.
No, yeah. When he's bringing people back to your flat at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
So you think there's too many people have sympathy for the bad guy, which I quite like that.
But it's not just that scenario. It's just with a lot of things. If you tell someone something... There's a little bit of a tendency, I think, where the sort of over-empathising of things, well, it's like, well, you know, I'm sure that school shooter was going through stuff. It's
Yeah. We're eliminating personal responsibility.
Taking the agency away from people when it suits us.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sort of like sometimes it flies and then other times it doesn't really fly. So there's no consistency to it. It's just sort of, do you know what it is? It's people wanting to appear empathetic. That's what's motivating them.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you have him in your house then.
Yeah.
But other people said, they were like, oh man, yeah, no, it sounds like he's going through it. I'm like, okay, what about me though?
Yeah.
No one, their first thing isn't going, oh man, fucking hell. Or like you did, you're like, fucking hell, that sounds stressful.
Yeah, it is though. But at the same time, I thought that's sad for him. Why don't people see the both sides of it?
Exactly.
Is what you're saying. People, not so what you're saying is when the other people you've told about it have gone, oh, I feel so sorry for that guy. Like, he must be going through something terrible. Yeah. And then they're not giving you the...
Yeah, and like, yeah, but not, I'm the one, the focal point of the story that is like, I haven't done anything. I didn't do drugs in other people's rooms.
No, that's right, yeah. You know? Yeah.
You know?
You didn't ask to borrow his bank card?
No.
No. But did he ask you to borrow yours?
Correct.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dickhead.
Yeah.
The guy's a dick, regardless. Like, why?
It's one of the most invasive things someone's ever asked me. He asked to borrow my bank card with the PIN.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, not really. It's so, you know, like where you're stunned.
Yeah, why would anybody ever ask
that? Absolutely stunned by this. People might think that I'm making this up. That is, and he owed a lot of other people money and stuff. And then, like, the other housemates were like, do not give him any money. And I was like, yeah, no.
Do you know what baffles me? Is that other people just live in that situation? Where they're like, oh, yeah, that's what it's like. Don't give him anything. Not let's get him out of the flat.
No, but that is what happened, though.
Yeah, no, he got out eventually. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, like, as in, yeah, but when the thing is, though, on that, is if you're in a work environment and people do things like that, it's hard to have, like, a straw that breaks. It's death by a thousand cuts. Do you
know
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless someone does anything horrendous, it's hard to just boot them out. So, like, but if you see something unlikable, do you know what I mean? Or bad. You're like,
yeah, because you don't want to have to upend everything.
No, you don't. You, as someone that lives in a house share, you don't want to have to deal with that.
No, definitely not. House sharing, I'm past it.
Has there been other scenarios like where you've had that, where like people have automatically sympathised with the other party? Like, or like, it's sort of, let's say you say, oh, I'm having problems in my relationship. They're like, well, maybe she's just insecure about that. And that's,
I know that's every time I've ever said anything. Yeah. That's why I don't speak to anybody anymore.
No one listens to us.
No one listens to us. No. We should be listened to.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. I don't know. You have it in all walks of life though. You go, I think something as extreme as school shooting, what you said earlier, it's
I probably jumped it up a notch.
No, but you can, let's say that's the top end of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the other one's the bottom end of it. Yeah, nobody ever does that. Like with the example you used earlier, the high school shooting guy, that's an extreme one. But I guess...
Sometimes they do.
And then you'll get the thing on, you'll get two sides of it. Like these kids should be so disillusioned. They were bullied and all that.
Yeah.
But in the end, they did kill
30 people. Yeah, you can't really... It doesn't really... A big thing with me is it doesn't really change the outcome.
No, and I'm not comparing that to somebody... being a bad housemate, do you know what I mean? Because there's two extremes. Even though we are.
We are we definitely are, but don't really want to be scrutinised.
Listen, this is what I mean. They don't listen to us, Grant. No, do you know what I mean? They just don't listen to us.
Now I understand.
Even though I said it, I didn't. That's not what I said.
Yeah. Exactly. Even though that's totally what we're saying,
that's not what we're saying, so don't tell us.
That's not the point we're trying to make.
Exactly.
There we go. Sorted.
I don't know. I've had it where, like, I got... Somebody drove into the back of me and they were drunk.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And yeah. I remember telling people, and they were like, oh, he's probably having a real bad time of his life if he's out drink driving.
Yeah, and you're
and
like...
I was like, no, he was pissed up and he smashed into the back of my van. Yeah,
I almost got fucking whiplash.
Yeah.
And herniated discs. What about me?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Nobody cares about us, do they?
It's fucking really irritating.
Yeah.
Sort of stuff.
What other examples have you got of that? Like, does that happen?
It will be generally, where I've heard it actually is like where generally whatever side, if you tell blokes about a bad date, they'll side with the bloke. And if you tell women about a bad date, they'll side with the woman.
Right.
Like if someone's being a real prick, let's say, and you go on a date and you go, it was a shit date. She was really, they'll go, she was probably like just feeling really insecure. And you're like, yeah, well, that's not acceptable.
I think because people insert themselves into everything.
Mm.
So they're like, they think of an example when they've been bad on a date or had a bad date or something, and then they're like, make an excuse for it rather than just listening and going,
yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
They shouldn't behave like that. That should always be the first thing that should be said. Yeah. That was bad. They shouldn't behave like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we can look into the bad life, the bad upbringing they've had afterwards.
That's the last thing that you want to hear is a contextual backstory for justification for why you have rendered yourself in a bad scenario.
this is the hypocrisy of the world and everything, because you never really, like, when you get an MP and they say he's homophobic or racist or whatever, you never get the side, the other side going, yeah, well, maybe you had a bad week. They just condemn him immediately.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
If you're on that side, there isn't in life, is there? There's not that consistency.
In fact, people will tend to be able to do that if they perceive the bad party as, like, from a vulnerable position. So if it's anything to do with addiction...
Yes.
It's the addiction. That's
there.
But if they think that someone's privileged, well, maybe the person that's privileged has got pretty sociopathic tendencies that they've learned as well through abuse or whatever.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? But people won't really do, they're not consistent with their opinions on those sorts of things. And it's really irritating.
Do you know who I have no sympathy for ever? People who drive in the middle lane on the motorway.
Well, I don't drive, so I don't know the significance.
Or just don't get out of the way. Like, or in, you know, if you're driving on the motorway, the courtesy is to stay on the left if you're going the normal speed limit and let other people pass you.
Right.
But there's
if other people are in a hurry.
Yeah, no, if somebody's going 75 and you're doing 70, keep left unless you're overtaking anyone.
Yeah.
But people have got such a sense of entitlement that just sit in the middle.
Okay.
Or everyone is so, in the world, is so aware of what people think of them.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's in a constant battle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird. Like, but in my mind at the time, if somebody's in front of me in the middle lane or the right-hand lane doing, and there's a big gap in front of them, I'm like, I have no sympathy for them. Like, I don't think, oh, maybe it's the first day driving. I'm like, get the fuck out of the way. Do you know what I mean? it's weird what degree you have a sympathy for somebody. When you can sit back and think, oh.
Well, the thing is that if you see someone, it's very interesting because when, let's say, like, because on the train, like, you get the people that have, like, those rehearsed monologues go, hi, my name's Dave.
Yeah.
I'm staying in a hostel, need money, blah, 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 blah. Because part of it is, like, no one envies someone who's doing that. On the flip side.
Yeah.
On the flip side, though, I've heard those homeless people, again, fucking hell, we need to caveat this one. Like, but I've heard them go like, oh yeah, no, that carriage was shit. Like, and a lot of them, they don't, I've heard them chatting about, like, they're just going back to their, a lot of that, or let's say it's quite plausible, that's money for drugs, right? It's not so they can go back to a hostel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So part of me, I go,
you're saying they're lying,
But if your life is shit enough that you have to ask for money, I almost don't mind. If that's your day-to-day, is that you have to, you know, beg for money.
Yeah.
That is shit. However, and I've seen people pretend to be disabled and then walk.
Brilliant.
Like, asking for money on the street. So one part of it, what am I? I don't even really know what point I'm making here.
The thing is, Glenn, people don't listen to us. This is what I was saying earlier.
Right, what we're saying is...
We're definitely not... What we said was not what we said just then.
What I was just saying doesn't represent what I'm thinking.
Yeah, exactly. What I just said. This is what I mean. They just don't listen.
Taken out of context. But I'm saying that people will go, oh, you know... That's really bad. And yeah, it's a non-enviable lifestyle. But on the other hand, I've also heard them over talking about how much they've scammed the carriage.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that happens all
the time. Of which I kind of go, you know.
Sympathy for the bad guy, though, isn't it? Because even
then...
So
you're saying homeless people are bad guys.
No, but...
Is that what you're saying, Mary?
See, I tried to defend you a second ago. You admit you touched her can. No, you were saying that you overheard them... talking about scamming people.
Yeah.
But then you also said in the same breath, you're like, if they have to do that as a living, you feel bad for them. So that's sympathy for the bad guy in your world.
Yeah, but I don't think homeless people are bad guys.
But that's what you were saying. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Right.
Sympathy for the bad guy.
I mean, if I tell that my dad, like, so another thing will be like, I could tell my dad, right? I'm like, I think I even said once, like, this was in Southampton, my brother came and stayed with us in that house in Berkeley Close.
Mm.
And a car drove past and just shouted, cunt.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'd tell my dad that and he was like, what were both of you wearing? I'm like, no, we weren't.
Yeah. What an astute observation from that guy.
But I'm like, no, but someone has just called us a cunt out of the car.
Yeah.
Like, and then my dad assumes that it was we'd brought it on ourselves. Victim blaming is what it is.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Mild form of victim blaming.
I was in the queue in Morrison's. They have the hot food counter. And at one point there was a queue because there was loads of school kids. And this guy was at the counter and he got some like chicken or something. And the kids behind him was like, hey, fatty, like that. And I was like, you fucking cunts.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that to him? And he was so embarrassed and he just walked off with his thing. And I was like, I don't know what point I'm trying to make, but people do randomly shout out stuff.
That would only make sense with this podcast if people cheered on the kids.
What do you mean cheered?
They were like, well, they're probably just bored.
Yeah. Sorry, we're talking sympathy for the bad guy. Oh, yeah.
I think you're just naming things in the world that are
not very nice. Yeah. Well, that's just not different. What I'm saying. No, this is again, nobody's listening to us, Grant.
Too much sympathy for the bad guys out there.
In politics, is there a lot of sympathy for the bad guy?
No, because that's like works like the opposite, doesn't it?
Right.
That's the standard that goes in the
other
direction.
So where's the main example of it that you think there is?
I think it's someone who's perceived to be... It's like... I think the sympathy for the bad guy, its main thing is generally it kind of just takes the agency out of people. Like it kind of saying that they don't have any free will over what they're doing.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Which is weird because I do sit on the fence of this because it's like with drugs and things like that. I do think that obviously like America's got like those mad drug problems, which doesn't suggest that there's a load of people lacking agency. It's just that the drugs are there really exacerbating and decimating the lives of loads of people.
Yeah, I agree.
However, there are things like as in... I like to have a drink.
Yeah.
You know. Well, like as in I drink a lot when I do drink. It will be like 6-7 drinks.
Right? Yeah, I got a bit mad, yeah.
But, you know. Yeah. But I have now given myself a credit system.
There we go.
So here we go. The agency is put back. I don't just go, well, I really like a drink. I can just therefore have as many as I want. I kind of go, I can't carry on just doing that 3 days a week.
No, so you give yourself a credit system as in what? You give yourself...
It's Grattenheimer credit system.
The Grattenheimer credit system.
So I've given myself 50 for this year.
And what does 50 equate to? 50 drinking sessions?
50 sessions.
Excellent.
And I've used 6 so far. And we're... early Feb.
Yeah, so you've got another, 44 to go. Yeah. I don't think that's too bad. What's that, one a week?
About that.
Yeah.
Yeah, less than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, would you normally do more than that? I guess you probably would, wouldn't you? Yeah.
No, I worked it out. Like, I mean, I'd sort of spend just almost, like, it's like 40% of my days I've spent in my late 20s drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's too much.
It is, isn't it?
That can't be good.
What else is there to do, though?
What else is there?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, drinking is really good.
Love drinking.
If any drinks companies want to sponsor us, we're... Can you do that anymore? No.
What, ask for sponsors?
Well, no. No. Well, yeah, we can beg. Like,
Sorry, we're not above begging. Yeah.
No, we get on our knees.
Yeah.
I mean, like, as in... Can you advertise alcohol anymore?
I think so. Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, you see it on TV. It's just responsibly.
As long as you say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
To which I've never done.
Well, yeah, it's sort of a bit of a weird disclaimer, isn't it? Because it's like, oh, I was going to go mental, but I won't now because I've been told to drink responsibly.
Yeah, okay.
It's sort of like, it's like buy this sword, but use it wisely.
Yeah.
Like, don't, and you go, you're there swinging it around the house, then going like, oh, actually.
I never thought of that.
I can't do that. I can't behave like this.
So it's taking the personal responsibility away from people.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's responsible for their actions because there's always something else that's...
People will take the agency out of people if they perceive that person to be vulnerable.
Yeah, it's not my fault because...
If they perceive the other person to be powerful, they will put the agency back in and say it's because they're evil.
That's actually a good point.
When really it floats somewhere in the middle. Yeah.
So to sum it up...
Yeah.
Sympathy for the Bad Guy.
Yeah, we don't like it.
We don't. Do we not like that?
Do we not like Sympathy for the Bad Guy?
And if you could just listen to us now and again and not take everything we're saying as what we're saying.
Good point. Take the agency out. Like.
Yeah, it's not our fault.
Yeah, yeah.
And on that note.
On that bombshell, have a nice day.
Have a nice day, everyone.
Bye. Bye.